Episode 375, it's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy days, sweet ladies. I am so thrilled that you are here. Oh my goodness gracious. I have been waiting to talk to you. Why? Because you're not saying something, and that's what's doing all the talking. Yeah, it is. And we're going to talk about that today. Isn't it great kind of to wonder, what are we really talking about? Because if it's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking, then what am I saying that's not doing the talking? We could just sit here and go round and round and round. But I am glad that you're here. You're giving yourself time. You are. You're saying, you know what? Me is important. You are important. And taking a break for just a few minutes, escaping those dishes. Come on, just leave them alone. Go take a seat. I won't tell anybody that you're putting your feet up. And if you're going to take a break, even from kind of running around craziness, that's what you need to do. Because you are working hard. And I need you to take care of you. Because you take care of so many other precious lives in this world today, that if you don't start with you, oh my goodness gracious, what are we going to have? All right, so are you ready? You got your warm, yummy tea or some hot cocoa or something good? Because I am freezing. I have mine, and I just want to chat with you today. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome aboard. We are a lovely family here. Yes, we're crazy too. We love to do life together. We love to have fun, and truly, I just feel like you guys are family. Come on in, take your shoes off. I told you one of these days I'm having you over, and I mean that. We may have to build a bigger house. Okay, maybe we'll just get a conference room at a hotel or something fun. But really, I mean, I want to meet you guys. I want to hear from you. Okay, so real quick, before we get into our chat, because I really want you to know what you're not saying that's doing all the talking, because it's really been bothering me. And we need to get it out in the open. So I want to get to that. But I want to tell you something big is around the corner. Yes, the new website is going to be live. Yes, I'm hoping that by the time you hear this, that it will actually be live. We are in the middle of it all being transferred over. And so if you were trying to access it here over the last like 24 hours or so, and you were getting like a weird reading, like it didn't exist, it's okay because we took it down and we're putting up the new one. So go look at it if you haven't had a chance. And I want to know what you think about it. There's a Let's Connect on there. There's ways to find me. Oh my gosh, it is so fun. Now I will do a bonus episode that kind of walks you through what is on the website and what is going to be up and coming, because I am here to serve you and to help you in your life's journey, in your marathon that you're running every single day. You know what? It's so much more fun when we do it that way, right? Okay, so enough of our domestic beauties. Let's get on with it's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking. I've had this on my mind lately. And yes, it came from a showerspiration. It came from a few girlfriends of mine. And it really was eating at me. Because the way they were talking about themselves were just like horrible. And they weren't using the negative four-letter words that none of us should be speaking, in my opinion. But they were just saying things that, really, we don't need to be talking that way about who we are or where we're going in our lives. But we do it all the time. The thoughts that seem silent to everyone is what speaks so loudly. It's a plague that doesn't seem to have a cure. You see, it's what you're saying inside your mind. Those little things that creep up, that come in your dreams, that as you're walking to pick up your child at school, you're like, oh, you know, it's a self-doubt that moves in. You have those negative and positive thoughts that rattle around, that either they bring about energy and enthusiasm or emptiness and disappointment. What are your thoughts doing for you today? Are they giving you that energy and enthusiasm that you need? Then praise the Lord. Yes, you're having positive thoughts. Or are you kind of just chucking it all up and saying, nope, I've had a crappy day and nothing's going right. And now I'm listening to you. And so I'm hoping that, yeah, I'm not feeling great. So I'm feeling pretty empty and I'm more than disappointed in what I've done today. Haven't accomplished anything. Those thoughts in our mind that are so silent speak so loudly. It plagues us as women. It plagues us as being a really good mom. Why? Because we've got what? Overwhelm. If we're disappointed in ourselves, that means what? We're second guessing every single thing that we are doing in our life. I know. I've been there. I've done it. And it begins to eat you alive. We talk about wanting to be good and take care of our body from the inside out so then we can take care of our body from the outside in. Okay? Same idea. How we're feeding our mind, those thoughts that we have are critical. They're essential to you living a life on purpose. For you living a life in order to create your now. You know, it's the negative thoughts that begin to just kind of boil within you. And they're so easy because they stick like glue and they have the greatest impact. They just grow and they fester. That feeling of sadness or displeasure caused by the lack of not fulfilling your hope or expectation. It's heart-wrenching. Nothing worse than being disappointed in your own self. So what are you saying? Are you talking evil notes to yourself, evil thoughts? Or you're giving yourself little love notes every single day? What are you repeating silently where only you are listening? That's what's detrimental to our well-being, our mental well-being, our emotional well-being, our psychological well-being, our spirit. When that kind of stuff begins to eat at you, it tears a person apart. The heart and the soul. You probably can relate to that. And these aren't things that just happen in times of trials and tribulations and storms and tornadoes that come up. This happens every single day. If you're a stay-at-home mom and you got little ones running around, oh, I remember those days. Some days I wish I was back to those days because they were so cute and they would snuggle with me all the time. Now, well, you're lucky to get them to snuggle with me. The only way we can snuggle now is watching a TV show that they're interested in. Then I get snuggle time. But anyway, total sidebar there. The whole thing is that you begin to think, oh my gosh, there's a temper tantrum there. And it's like they've done something, you know, your children have done three things bad. And you sit down for 2.5 minutes to do something and something else happens. And then you're like, gosh, I'm a horrible mom. What was I thinking about wanting to have two children? And now I'm pregnant with our third. Call me crazy. What do I do? Why did I get myself into this? It's not like you could send them back. But you see, that feeds the wrong thing. It festers within us. It's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking. And you wonder where the stress comes from. You look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, my hair's starting to turn gray. I know why mine doesn't have any color. Because I've had 5 children and I've lived somewhat of a stressful life and that's okay. And well, white runs on both sides of my family. So part of it's a lot of good genes. And I'm okay with that. Praise the Lord for hair color. But you know that there's stress in your life. And so when you begin and you look in the mirror and you're like, gosh, I look old. Then you're like, oh, I feel old. And now, man, I thought I was going to, you know, start getting into shape. And now I'm pregnant with our third. And oh, what was I even thinking? I was going to school. I went back to school so I'd get a better job. And now I am just, oh my gosh, I don't even think my husband's on board with me. And it's just frustrating. We've got so much stress. The bills are piling up. I should be working outside the home. But he told me to do this. And now I don't know. What am I doing wrong? It's these conversations that we have in our mind. It's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking. How do you talk to your friends? Seriously. Do you say positive things all the time? You leave the negative ones kind of hidden and you push them in the closet because you don't want anybody really to see your dirty laundry. But when you come home, you air it all out. Because it's family, right? So you don't care. You don't watch what you say to your husband. If you're in a mood, you just let it go. You may use a couple of those four-letter words every once in a while. And then the kids get under your nerves. And then you spout off and yell at them. You raise their voice for no reason. They're just trying to pour a bowl of cereal. How do you speak to your friends? How do you speak to your family? More importantly, how are you speaking to yourself? It's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking. It's what's happening in their mind. You see, it's real easy for us to get all caught up in what should be dead and gone. But what happens is we let those old, yucky, rotten roots come back and we water them. And they begin to grow. And that negative stuff grows fast. And then you become the sinking ship on the inside. You got to let those yucky, bad roots die and go away. Let it go. You can get out of this slump. You can have something positive. So it's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking can actually be a positive thing. Wouldn't that be awesome? The man, you feel that energy and enthusiasm instead of the emptiness and disappointment. You feel the love and the splendor and the joy of life. And you live a life of gratitude. Even in the times of struggles, you find a way to be grateful. You can have this. Are you ready to have it? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It is call me crazy, talk out loud. It's probably my favorite one yet. We have a lot of fun kisses, don't we? But this is probably one of my favorite ones. Call me crazy, talk out loud. And I got to tell you, I do exactly this. In fact, it was funny. It was just this weekend. I was doing something around the house. I was in the kitchen. And the way our layout is in our house, our upstairs, which some people would call, we don't have a formal living room, but our upstairs main room that everybody gathers in, so I just call it kind of our hearth room, our family room, it's all open. It's open to the kitchen. It's open to the dining room. We have no walls, nothing. When you enter into our house, the front door, it is open. Me personally, I love that. Why? Because the kitchen is the heart of the home. The kids do everything there. I mean, we've got this big, huge counter area that they do all their work on. And so it truly is the heart of the home. Well, I'm sitting there working, doing something in the kitchen area, and the kids are going about doing their stuff over the weekend. And I was talking to myself. I was having a conversation. And it wasn't like, you know, call me crazy. Yes, talk out loud. It wasn't like, you know, I was a loony, but it was a conversation. And so my son heard me and he peeped in and said, "You talking to yourself, Mom?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "Okay, just want to make sure it wasn't for me." And I said, "Okay, great, hun. Love you. Bye." And then he went on to his stuff. So I do practice this. So call me crazy, talk out loud. That's your KISS. It works. Now, I may not really recommend it for you like in the middle of the mall if you're walking and shopping. Don't all of a sudden just start up a conversation out loud because people will look at you weird. I told you that story where I was wearing actually an earpiece. So my phone was in my ear and I was actually talking to someone, but I have long hair. And so it was covering, so you couldn't tell. And I had this conversation going. Of course, the other woman who was sitting there shopping in the same place I was, we were actually looking at cards. And I still think if I was to see her again, she probably would just think I was totally crazy and loony. But she commented to me, she goes, "Okay, I'm leaving now, but, you know, I didn't want to leave you if you still needed me." And I just, you know, call me crazy, talk out loud. So I really was having a conversation with someone, but it sounded like I was actually talking to her. You see, what we say to ourselves, what we repeat out loud is essential in order to mute the negative on the inside. It's hard to do that. So in order to mute the negative on the inside, we've got to hear it loud and clear from our mouths. And it's got to come from you. I can tell you every single day that you're incredible. I can shake your hand. I can come to your house and I can tell you all the wonderful things, which I try to do every single day, right? On every episode, because you are incredible. Don't second guess that. But in order for you to believe it, you have to say it and hear it for yourself. So in order to do that, you need to hear yourself say the positive. You got to hear it yourself. Call me crazy, talk out loud. You need to hear the positive, so say it yourself. Number two, you have to speak love daily. How do you speak to your friends? Probably better than how you speak to your family. Even though you should be talking to your family out of love all the time, we tend to air that dirty laundry, don't we? So instead, speak love. Now, some people believe in affirmations. This goes both directions. Some people think affirmations are very woo-woo. They're kind of weird. Think of it as this. It's a declaration. It's you endorsing yourself. Here in the United States, we are in a pivotal year because it is the presidential election year. We'll be voting for the next president of the United States. So we have on our TV, on radio, I mean, on the crazy games that you get, you know, word find and our word friends, find friends. Anyway, all those little games, you know, that are on your smartphones, they have all these commercials. You probably see them even on Facebook and Twitter. Okay. Anyway, they're endorsements from other people. So look at an affirmation of an endorsement to yourself. You have to speak love daily to you. And you have to mean it. You can't just sit there and read, oh, well, okay, I love myself. But that sounds real enthusiastic. That sounds real convincing. You got to be convincing, okay? And I'm making myself a note right here. I'm going to work on getting here on the new website. Woo, so excited. Some affirmations for you all and different ones. One that are religious-based, scriptural-based. Ones that are just kind of general. So if you're not religious, that's okay. Or if you want more of a general one, you want to pass it on. So I will slowly be putting something like that together so you guys can have that as a reference. But don't look at it, affirmations as kind of woo-woo or weird. Just look at it as I'm endorsing myself. Speak love daily. Number three, come on now, pump up with music. I've spoken multiple times on episodes about music. Music has a way of setting the soul straight. It can either tear you up in a positive way, like, you know, the tears flowing, or maybe it can get you kind of, ooh, I can't wait to get with my little sweetheart tonight. Or it can be one of just, yeah, I'm feeling it. This feels good. I'm ready to conquer the world. That's the kind of pump up the music that you want. We do that here in our house. Every morning we start our day with, yes, we use actually a Christian radio station and we play it. My husband and I have it in our bathroom. And we turn it on. We don't put on, and we listen to all types of music in this household, all types. I mean, come on, when you have five children, and then there's two other adults who've grown up, and I mean, me being a music major, I like it all. But I can only listen to so much of certain types of music at certain times of the day. And some music, frankly, just gets me kind of in a mood of like, I don't want to do anything. And that's not what you need to start your day. Or sometimes, like, you're looking for that midday kick. You think you need the caffeine. Pump up with music. Try it. You will be amazed at what it will do. Okay? It is. It is a jumpstart to your soul. Music can be. So call me crazy, talk out loud. That is your kiss. I don't want you to have what you're not saying that's doing all the talking influence you in the negative way. I want it to be positive. I want you to have these love notes that resonate within you, that you're just exuding nothing but love and joy, and just an attitude of gratefulness and wanting to aspire to be your best selfie. It's what you're not saying that's doing all the talking. So what? Call me crazy. go talk out loud. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.